All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And that was the sound of a new republic coming your way. And it is December the 28th, 2021. And it's Tuesday. And, want to talk about some more of this eventocracy. How's our eventocracy going? All authority for the federal government and the state government comes from emergencies and events. Didn't you know that? So all you have to have is a special event, some kind of emergency or some kind of special event that all of a sudden new authorities, new powers come to government, just flowing out for them to be able to do whatever they think is expedient or necessary for you, for all the population. Let's do this together. Let's all do this together. That's what really matters. What lawful government doesn't really matter all that much as long as we do this together as a big, wonderful family group. Does it really matter if we do tyranny as a group? Does group tyranny make tyranny better or lawful? I mean, the stuff they sell the public is unbelievable on this mass media cartel. Well, I want to read you some stuff here, and I'm going to share my screen so we can share some of this sound. I'm going to play a little video. It's about a short video that has sound on it. It's 2 minutes and 13 seconds long. I think you're going to like it. But first, I'm going to read it, because this guy's English, you know. You've heard of him before, David Icke. And this is a pretty cool video. But I also want to read this Andrew Kaufman has said here. Dr. Andrew Kaufman explained, this is, I'm quoting an article now that's written about him, and I saw this in G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. That's at needtoknow.com, .news. Needtoknow.news. And I'm quoting it now. I'm going to quote the whole article. It's only 2 paragraphs long. It says, Dr. Andrew Kaufman explained that in the annual PCR, no, excuse me, let me back up. I'm going to start over. Quote, Dr. Andrew Kaufman explained that in the usual PCR test protocol, there are 3 primers, parenthesis, fragments of single-stranded DNA, parenthesis. And if all 3 are positive, it is considered to be a positive test, and the person is diagnosed with COVID. But now the criteria has changed, and only 2 primers are required for a test to be deemed positive. The change in protocol is a way to convert negative results to positive results and call it a new thing, which was named Omicron. The result is an increase in the number of COVID cases. Wow, man, that is something, isn't it? I mean, what will they come up with next? And, you know, since we're not all scientists and doctors and virologists and epidemiologists and you name it, immunologists. Well, that's how they get away with it, just because they claim they're the experts and we're not. Okay, to continue the article, quote, Dr. Kaufman has shown many times that the SARS-CoV-2 virus has never been isolated, comma, a process of separating it from everything else and viewing it under a microscope, comma, and cannot be proven to exist. Similarly, the new Omicron variant of the COVID virus has yet to be isolated and proven to exist. Omicron is an in silico computer-produced genome sequence. There is no clinical test authorized, approved, or available for purchase for any variant. There are no scientific publications studying Omicron. Unquote. Now, there was the whole article, two paragraphs, and very well said, and trashed the entire program. I mean, that's what this country is running on. That's what the world is running on, is just pure bull. Isn't that amazing? The whole country, the whole world, the industrialized world is running off of caca. This is all made up poo-poo. And you want to know the solution to it? The solution can't be to prove that there is no SARS-CoV-2, because Dr. Kaufman's already proven it. And none of these guys, nobody in the scientific field is coming up with a fantastic analysis of the Omicron or even the SARS-CoV-2. But we're all out here taking these shots. I learned that 62% of Americans now are fully vaccinated. Well, we know there ain't no such thing as fully vaccinated, because we keep getting the variants and you got to have more boosters, which is just more of the same crap shot into you. And this thing about, oh, we're going to work on getting the children the proper vaccine for children. What do they do there? Reduce the dosage, put it in a vial, shoot it in their arms. I mean, this is all just bull. This is all horse cocky. And they're running the entire industrialized world on horse cocky. And you want to know the solution to it? The solution to it is lawful government, is a republic. Not being a smarter scientist. I mean, how are you going to be smarter than this stupid stuff? I mean, we already have doctors and physicians that have shown and immunized, all of them. We've had experts in all these fields say that this is bull, 100% bull. Yet it's still running, and they're still. I learned from Paul Joseph Watson yesterday. You know, watching a video of him, he says now in England. They raised the issue that isn't it silly for us to wear a mask from outside the restaurant, go in the restaurant, and take the mask off and eat for 2 hours, and then put the mask back on and leave. I mean, that is pretty stupid, isn't it? This whole masking thing is stupid. And as I've said from long ago, the mask is only here for one purpose, to drive you frickin' crazy. They want to drive you frickin' crazy so everybody will go get all the vaccinated up. And any other time they have something that they want you to conform to, they're going to hurt you in some other way. All these closures, all these lockdowns, all the mask wearing, all this stuff, it's all been to hurt and to cause you pain until you submit to the will of these tyrants. That's what it's about. It has nothing to do with science. 9/11 didn't have anything to do with science either. That was just a criminal endeavor. To get us into the Middle East and to destroy a couple of twin towers that were totally obsolete. It's called value engineering, where you get different groups together to figure out the best way to destroy two 110-story buildings that were obsolete and costing them money out the wazoo. And then who could benefit from the destruction of those buildings? Well, the Middle East didn't benefit from it. We know that. No Muslim in his right mind would think of doing that and expect anything different from what they got. Shock and awe. Well, I think it's about time that the industrialized West get some shock and awe from lawful government, from republic. We need to have a new republic, where we're already supposed to have a republic where the government can get no authority that does not exist in each individual or any one individual. And we know that when flu season comes around, do you get any more authority? I mean, everybody gets a cold in your neighborhood, and did your authority go up? Well, how did the government's authority go up? Because everybody got the flu, or some people got the flu. And some people get the, okay, let's play like this crap called Omicron exists, or this crap called COVID-19. Does that crap really exist? No, the stuff doesn't exist. Or let's play like it does. Did your authority go up at the arrival of COVID-19? No, it didn't, did it? Well, how did the government's authority go up then? Because it comes from you. If you ain't got it, the government can't get it. So what's the answer? What's the answer to eventocracy? What is all this? What is COVID-19? COVID-19 is eventocracy, where authority flows from an event or an emergency. But we live in a republic where that doesn't happen. All authority, not one of it, not part of it, not 90% of it, all of it flows from each individual to the government. And if any one individual doesn't have it, the government can't get it, because we're all alike. Now, that's the answer to it. When are we going to start imposing the answer upon tyrants and criminals? We should all be talking about lawful government and a republic, not crappy stuff thought up by some crackpot scientists and gangsters getting together. 9/11 was all gangster stuff. COVID-19 is all gangster stuff. In COVID-19, they even call the event 201. That's where they went and did all the strategy related to what they're going to do when the virus is released, or said to have been released. I don't even care. I don't care if it is or it isn't. You can't institute tyranny. You can't lock down people. You can't tell people to wear a mask. Oh, I forgot to even tell you about the object of Paul Joseph Watson, what he was saying. He said when they suggested then that when, not only suggested, they want to make a law in England that when you go to dinner, do you go to lunch or something, you've got to wear a mask into the restaurant. And wear it during the while you're sitting there waiting. And then when your food comes, you have to take your mask. You can take your mask off, but you have to stop talking. They want no talking in restaurants. If you're eating, you can't talk. Well, gang, I'm telling you, that's just nothing but abject tyranny. Now maybe all those people, I can't imagine those people having so little form of government that they don't know better than that. But England isn't America, and it isn't the state of Texas, and that's where I am. And under Article 1 of Section 2 of the Texas Constitution, you can't do stuff like that. The governor can't do it, and none of these cities can do it. No cities, no counties, none of them. Because all authority for the state comes from each individual, and all authority for every subdivision of the state, which is what counties are, what school districts are, Schools can't do that. None of these people in office can mandate any of that tyrannical crap. And they talk about science. Talk about ignorance. I tell you some science we're ignorant on. We're ignorant on political science that America was built on. Over 2,000 years of history and development of civil government. Ours is the best there is, or was the best there was. So, if you want to know the answer, if you want to know the things we need to... I hope we can get this in. I got to play this little thing. And I think Mark Anderson is going to be with us here. I don't know. I saw a little thing flash up. He may be here a little later. But I don't think I've got quite enough time to play this, so I'll play this this audio when we get back from this next break. But why do we keep talking over and over? Here's what the idea is. People actually think that if you talk about 9/11 and what really happened on 9/11, that you can stop it. And now in this, COVID-19, both of these events are what is called eventocracy. The acquisition or the pretentious obtainment of authority from an event. So the answer to both of these, to all eventocracy, is lawful government in the form of a republic. That's what the answer is. So are we talking about the answer? No, we keep talking about, well, I found something, I found a new clue. I found a new clue at the World Trade Center and at the Pentagon, found a new clue, another hidden clue. Oh, looky here, here's a hidden clue about COVID-19. Here it is right here, here's the new thing. Are these gangsters going to stop? No, they won't stop based on that. But they're going to stop when you start talking about, I don't care about any of that crap. Take your science on that and shove it. Because here's the science on civil government. You don't have any authority to make me wear a mask, stay at home, close my business, lock down, don't talk during lunch, screw all that. We live in a republic. I don't have authority to make my neighbor do that, and you don't have authority to make the population do that. So shove it. Get used to it. Become a citizen of America. Well, anyway, maybe I made my point. I don't know. But we'll play this video. You'll probably like it when we get back. See what I'm sure the break's coming up here in a few seconds. So we got 8 seconds. So anyway, you hang with us. We'll play this fun video, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender. lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
That sounded good. Well, I think Mark wants on the show, and he'll be on here in a little bit. Now I'm going to play that David Icke video that summarizes Dr. Andrew Kaufman's findings. And so we'll just go to that. Well, first of all, we got to share our screen, don't we? I always forget how to. Let's see if we can get that right here. Okay. There's a little bugger. This Skype is so much fun. You got to try to find all this stuff. It moves around on you. You never know quite where it's hiding. So, anyway, I think we got it ready. So, here we go.
They have given the impression that something that doesn't exist actually does exist. So, what is SARS-CoV-2? It is a computer concoction. It doesn't exist in the natural world. They made it up. And so, what is Omicron then? Well, Omicron is actually a trick of the test. I'm going to play you a clip now of Andrew Kaufman, Andrew Kaufman is, many people, not most people watching this show will know who Andrew Kaufman is, but for those who maybe don't, he is an American doctor with an absolute forensic ability to take apart the official medical narrative, which he has been doing since the spring of 2020. And what he's done this week, he's done a video interview, and he's talking about the moronic variant. And he's pointing out how they're pulling it off. Oh, the cases are going up. Oh, another Omicron variant case. How are they doing it? Well, he points out that to get a positive with a PCR test, which is not testing for the virus, which is the whole foundation of the scam, then the test has to pick up what they call three primers in the genetic material. What Andrew Kaufman is saying is what they've done with this moronic fake variant is they've said that because of its nature and its variant and variant, the test only has to pick up two primers to test positive. And thus, loads and loads of tests that were going to be negative looking for three primers are now positive with the two primers, which they're saying is all you need for a positive test for the Omicron variant illusion. And that's why you're seeing more and more cases, because that is how they're pulling it off. So here's Andrew explaining this.
You know that they've never tried to look at any variant under the microscope.
Well, there you go. That's why we have you here to educate us.
Yeah, because they haven't attempted to do any physical experiments with it. It's only computer simulation experiments. So all of these things only come from computer work. And, you know, here's what they say. They say the number of cases of this variant, quote, appears to be increasing in almost all provinces in South Africa. But, of course, they continue that there are no tests for it. But what they say is current SARS-CoV-2 PCR diagnostics continue to detect this variant. And let me continue, and I'll explain what this means. Several labs have indicated that for one widely used PCR test, one of the three target genes is not detected. And this test can therefore be used as a marker for this variant. Okay, so here what they're saying is normally in the PCR protocol, there are three primers. And if you have a positive for all three, then you have a positive test. So what they're saying is the Omicron only is positive for two out of those three. So in other words, if previously you had a negative PCR test, now they can call it a positive PCR test for Omicron.
Wow.
So they essentially didn't have to create a new test.
Wow.
They just found a way to convert negative results to positive results and then say that it's this new thing. And then because they're increasing the cases, because by definition, they have to increase the cases because these would have been called negative.
Okay, we've got our break coming up. We'll finish this as soon as you get back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Won't you please raise your hand? Let's hear your voices. Let us know where you stand. Don't shout from the shadows, cause I want me to damn. Now more than ever. Now more than ever. The world needs love. Not just a slogan.
All right. That really sounds good. okay. Oh, we're going to finish off this little video here. Within just a few seconds, and then it just happens to see I've seen right next to it is this thing I talked about on the mask in England, and it's told by Paul Joseph Watson. I'm going to play a little bit of that just because it's funny. I mean, the way he delivers it is funny. I mean, it's humorous. Then we got a couple of callers, plus Mark is on the line, so the callers can address both of us, but let's finish up this Kaufman thing. So here we go.
Before.
Wow.
Well, indeed. The scale of the deceit is mind-blowing and so unbelievably calculated, but also shows the desperation.
Okay, there you go. Now, the scale of the deception, I want to comment on that. I don't even think it's deception anymore. Because
there's a new talking point doing the rounds amongst mask zealots on Twitter.
Here comes the mask thing. Then, well, anyway, let me finish up my thought there. The scale of the deception, it's not even any deception anymore. A lot of people know about this stuff. So why does it continue? It continues because we don't have lawful government anymore. These people are just doing it because they get away with it. And there's nothing, the people don't understand the nature of the government that we have. They talk about democracy and, oh, we're going to lose our democracy. Hell, we were never supposed to have a democracy. Good riddance to democracy. Democracy is tyranny by the majority, and that's the majority is controlled by the mass media cartel. So no wonder those gangsters want democracy. They want tyranny by the majority, which they control through the mass media. So anyway, what we want is a republic. That's where everybody's property is protected. And the government can obtain no more authority than each individual has. But anyway, you got to hear this. I just got to play for it because this guy's funny in his delivery. So Paul Joseph Watson on this mask and no talk dinner.
Twitter. It goes something like this.
Forcing people to wear masks aside from when it isn't enough. We need to stop this distortion altogether.
Sorry, what? But seriously, not content with everyone being smothered with face nappies in public, they want to go one step further. They're now openly calling for a rule or a law that bans talking while eating. Now, this isn't the Babylon Bee. This narrative was born out of their struggle to respond to a perfectly sensible argument that's been made over and over again. Why do we have to wear a mask for the 10-yard walk from the restaurant door to the table and the table to the bathroom, only to sit there maskless for 2 hours in between? It makes no frigging sense whatsoever. But instead of acknowledging that fact, their response is to call for even more authoritarianism, to the point where they're now seriously proposing that people be forced to stay silent and not talk while they're eating. Yeah, really. Denise.
Now, if that, I mean, that's dead serious, but it's also funny. I mean, this is insane, folks. Anyway, Mark, are you here now?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like to go ahead and do you have any couple of quick comments? Because I want both of us to take these callers we have.
Yeah, on the second one, yeah, I've met Paul Joseph Watson a couple times at Bilderberg casually. And, yeah, there's a little bit of hyperbole there. The key there is it's a proposal. And knowing the Brits, we can take a little bit of reassurance. And there's no way the Brits are going to go along with that. And I don't think it's enforceable. But it does show the lengths that the bureaucrats and the, you know, the parliamentary plutocrats are willing to go to in trying to enforce this ridiculous COVIDocracy. So it's the idiocy on the side of the government that's really being exposed, because the Brits aren't going to do this. And there's just no way you can enforce it.
Yeah, I
the
hear
Brits
you.
Are yeah, they're Super. Loud. They're boisterous. They go to their pub. They talk. You know, what's going on, man? Not much, man. What's, how about you, bloke? Oh, you're a great bloke, man. Right, man. I mean, there's just no way. It's not
right.
going to happen.
Okay. Let's hear so from there, Quincy from Florida. What's up, man?
Audience, on December 24th, the largest event on the beach happens. It's called Surfing Santas. Over 10,000 people from all around Cocoa Beach gather there for a huge festival. It's a wonderful surfing time. We always go. We went. And we looked hard because we wanted to see who's wearing masks and how many. We're on the beach in the middle of it for 4 hours. My wife counted one person with a mask on.
Very good.
Now, you tell me the gig isn't up.
Yeah, well, that's excellent. And where was that again? Florida?
These are families from all around Cocoa Beach.
Cocoa
this is an
Beach.
Affluent area. These people are not stupid.
Yes, yes.
Now, if I would have seen 20 people with masks or even 30, no. No.
How many did you see? Just
any.
One?
And this is a huge event. They had a stage and Hawaiian dancers and live band, and you know, beach is absolutely packed. And everybody
yes.
was having a great time. So I wanted
well,
to share
you know,
that with you guys.
I'm wondering, though, wouldn't these people just quit doing, quit trying to institute all this stuff? Because somehow they can just keep doing that like they did over there in Australia, and pretty soon you find yourself being, you know, knocked down on the sidewalks and stuff. We can't go there, man.
Well, I mean, they had to get permits to have the event. They obviously got those, had the event, and it was a huge success. Everybody had a great time. One person with a mask. One.
Very good.
Great.
And also, I'd like to say thanks for playing the Andrew Kaufman clip. I found him in March of 2020.
Yes.
And immediately after hearing him and also reading the book Virus Mania by Engelbrecht, knew the entire thing was a sham. Well, plus, it just smelled like a sham.
My question is, how many of these shams are we going to put up with? Because I think if everybody knew that we lived in a republic, we would stop them immediately. They would have no harm. They couldn't harm us, to force us, to coerce us into taking vaccines or doing any other thing, any other action. I mean, if people were educated, you see what I'm talking about? Why do we have to become a doctor or an engineer or an architect to say, I ain't going there, we ain't doing that, so screw that. Well, we're getting on the airplane,
I'll close with this statement. We suffer from a national case of Stockholm Syndrome. We're under a national psychosis. And the spell is getting broken because it only lasts so long. It has to be constantly reaffirmed, but it's worn out.
Yes. Well, you've got a lot of noises going on your device, whatever it is.
I don't know what that is. That's something from you guys is in, not me, I don't think.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe, no, okay. Well, thank you, Quincy. It was good talking to you, and please call again.
Thanks. Great
All
trip.
Right. Dave, New York, you're up next.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Oh, I'm disappointed. You're bashing the old ways. My mother said, don't talk with your mouth full. And now you're saying you should be able to talk while you're eating. Well, I'm rather confused, but I'm really joking, of course.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, it's funny, the connection there. Really what I'm calling about is this Kaufman thing. If you had listened to Patrick Splattery and the fellow from the UK, Mark Collett, they were on the winter solstice, the 21st, and they were on today talking about Kaufman and Mike Adams and all these things. Now, Kaufman is a psychologist, and he has, I guess, an undergraduate degree in microbiology. I find him to be very deceptive to people, and totally dishonest in his presentation. His statement of virus isolation or non-isolation has illogical fallacies in it, and he's basically saying that something that's not shown to exist you can't get the structure of it, et cetera. Well, basically what he's trying to say in people's minds is that you can't discover anything new. I mean, there is so much illogic there, and I think Patrick and Mark Collett put it very properly. Now, when we deviate from the rest of society, and here's where I'm talking about destroying everything that has been established in science up to this point. You're throwing away the last 200 years, and they're throwing away all the statues and everything. Let's not throw away what we know to be true. The isolation, the identification of this is by the sequencing that's done all throughout the world. Sequences of this and the variants have been found in many, many places. Are you telling me that tens of thousands of people are faking their scientific data, or maybe they're using the wrong method? But, you know,
well, this
it's
is
not
Dave. I, in a way, I kind of go with you because let's say Kaufman, one thing that kind of threw me about that is he said you can't look at they haven't looked at it under a microscope. Well, we know that you need things stronger than a microscope to find some of this stuff. You need electron microscopes. You need all kind of stuff. Now, the question
is they have images of coronaviruses, but, you know, you can't tell the structure of the, you know, can you really take one of these and pull the mRNA out and sequence it from one particular particle? That is a monumentous.
Yeah. Okay. Dave, let me make my point, though, that my whole show is about. Let me make my point. And you and I are examples of that point I want to make. We're still talking now about the science of this, and this is what I'm saying. We shouldn't be going there at all. We should sound like this. Dave, I ain't wearing no damn mask, and I tell you what else I ain't doing. I'm going to talk during dinner, and I ain't going to close my business. I ain't going to do none of that lockdown stuff. And the reason is because I live in a republic, and those guys can take their signs and go to hell because I don't care. I don't. You see what I mean?
Listen.
We're talking about stuff we don't know anything about. What?
What is a United States citizenship? Abraham, you know, I mean, George Washington was not a United States citizen. Now,
what does that got to do with anything? But that, you
because
see my
the
point, Dave.
United States citizen is subject to the jurisdiction of the corporate United States. It is not part of this constitutional republic that you're talking about. You have to get out.
Okay, now we're way off the point. This is another topic, Dave. So let's get that another time, okay? I just want to talk about a republic that we're supposed to be under, not the crap we are under. And right now it's an eventocracy, and it's all unlawful, every bit of it. So anyway, regardless of the science, it's all unlawful. It's tyranny. So anyway, Mark, you're up.
I understand. Yes.
What do you think? Dave, thanks for calling, man.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Mark, what do you think about all that?
Well, I think that it needs to be broken down very carefully. One thing that Andrew Kaufman says that's a very good point is that they're largely relying on computer models and less on lab work. And that's the same thing with global warming and so-called climate change. It's based on extrapolations of data into computer models, and there's an over-reliance on that. And just because Andrew Kaufman's main degree is not biological doesn't mean he's wrong. In fact, those with degrees, those that have degrees like in immunology and things like that and are heavily reliant on government grant money for those kinds of research, for research in those areas, just because they're specialized in those areas doesn't make them more reliable. In fact, oftentimes the dynamic in society is those that have the greatest expertise are the ones that are the most compromised because they're the most reliant on the government grant system and other largesse. So
that's right. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful with this, credential thing. Someone like Andrew Kaufman that's maybe not, doesn't have exactly the right credentials can be a little bit more impartial, can be a little more honest because there's fewer consequences for doing so. That being said, we don't know everything there is to know, but clearly from our previous experience with the PCR test, it's built in. It's literally designed for deception. In other words, it's so prone to manipulation by having the threshold set too high. Everybody comes across as a positive. You get a bunch of false positives, therefore a bunch of cases that are not really cases at all. And so Kaufman is imparting something valuable to look at there, and maybe there needs to be a little more research on it, but that all they needed to do was tweak it, and now they can have more so-called Omicron cases, and then they can justify then more boosters from the existing so-called vaccines.
I'd like to do is keep our minds on the object of all this. The object of all of these case perversions and fake tests and fake readings of the test is to keep the people down and keep them oppressed with masks and form or another of these lockdowns or constant surveillance and control in order to make you take vaccines and no telling what else in the future, all based on this notion that they have authority to make you do that. All based on an existence of a disease and the prevalence of it, which is all just bull. They don't have any of that.
Right, exactly. The
whatever the science might be, whatever the lab results might be, the goal is tyranny or to intensify the tyranny, which is contrary to the political science inherent in a properly constructed republic. And a properly constructed republic is constructed in such a way.
We'll be right back, Mark.
Yeah, this kind of oppression would not be possible.
Right.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back, A Search for Lawful Government, with Ron Avery. Charlie from Florida, I'm going to give you 1 minute, man. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, it won't take me very long. I heard that Dr. Slattery or Patrick, whatever his name is, Slattery, I think.
Yes.
They were talking about, you know, he is of the opinion, you know, that there's some kind of virus going around out there. I'm really not. But that's, you know, a lot of people believe there is. Some believe it's not. But the point is that he was putting down Dr. Cohen, Thomas Cohen. Thomas Cohen is brilliant. I mean, he's written things that you just can't imagine. And he's extremely brilliant. doctor, and he was saying he talks like, you know, he's from the South or something, but he talks with, yeah, he does talk. He's from, you know, he does have an accent, but that's, he's just a plain spoken person, but he is a, he's an excellent doctor. So I don't know. I didn't really agree with Patrick Slattery. I agree with you. It's all about the liberty. And this is where we stand. I mean, the truth of the matter is we need to say no to these jerks.
And, amen. Amen. I'm glad you got the point, Charlie. That's what I was making. The science and the quality of the scientist is not a is not really an issue. What is issue is do they obtain authority to make us do all these things just because a virus comes along? And the answer to that is hell no. They don't have any more authority than the day before the virus ever came. They can't make you wear a mask for the hell of it. And they can't make you wear a mask for a virus. End of story. So
thanks
for calling. And call again.
Yep.
All right. All right, Mark, that's it. You want to wrap it up with us?
Sure. On tomorrow's show, there'll be one or two things for my Stop the Presses show. I have found a 2008 report. We thought the Event 201 in October of 2019 that seemed quite clearly to predict right around the corner that this COVID-19 thing would come along. We thought that was interesting, and we thought that a 10 or 11-year-old Rockefeller report about lockstep seemed kind of prophetic. But now I found a 2008 report, Global Trends 2025, A Transformed World, compiled by the Office of National Intelligence with collaboration from the Brookings Institution, the Council on Foreign Relations, Chatham House, the whole witch's brew of Bilderberg building blocks. This report I will talk about tomorrow, you and I, Ron. And
very good.
This will show that the bullet was in the chamber. This just begs the question, is this all really coincidence? How many predictions do we need to see, right? So there we go.
There you go. So it's the old, you're going to round up the usual suspects for tomorrow's show. I can't wait.
Yeah,
folks,
a little more serious and more damning, right?
All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow then, everybody. Bye-bye.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.